Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Saturday of the third week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. As Peter was passing through every region, he went down to the Holy Ones living in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been confined to bed for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ healed you. Get up and make your bed." He got up at once, and all the inhabitants of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. She was completely occupied with good deeds and almsgiving. Now during those days she fell sick and died. So after washing her, they laid her out in a room upstairs. Now Lydda was near Joppa. The disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs, where all the widows came to him weeping and showing him the tunics and cloaks that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, rise up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and stood up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. And when he had called the Holy Ones and the widows, he presented her alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I love the opening statement here that Luke makes, and it really is quite encouraging when you think of the amount of persecution that was going on at the time. Saul was just one of many who were persecuting the church. And that's why the church had to continue dispersing. And it went up from Jerusalem and Judea into Galilee, into Samaria, into Asia Minor later. And so the church was spread out all over. But in the midst of that, I love this, that the church was at peace. In other words, there was this sense of unity and commonness that they all shared as they were living their lives to the glory of God and as disciples of Jesus. And the church was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And the consolation of the Holy Spirit was upon it so that it grew in numbers. And one of the things because of that is that Peter then, as the chief of the apostles, wanted to be pastoral in coming to some of the different areas where churches were being established and there to encourage them and to bring them messages of hope and, again, tell them an even more from a first-person point of view all that had taken place in the passion, death, resurrection, ascension, and establishing of the church through Jesus Christ. And as he passes through, miracles begin to happen. When he was at Lydda, which is near Joppa, a little bit to the north and west of Jerusalem, well, actually quite a ways north and west, he there was able to heal a man named Aeneas, who had been confined to bed as a paralytic for 8 years. And there he was, confined, and Peter just says to him, "Get up and make your bed." That's an interesting way of putting it. Jesus Christ heals you. get up and make your bed. So not only did he need to get up, but he wanted him to just go ahead, make the bed. In other words, prepare it so that you aren't going back to sleep in it again for a while. You're not going to go lie down again. So make your bed. You don't need to be there anymore. And again, this caused a lot of the inhabitants of the area around Lydda, Sharon, and others. And word spread to Joppa nearby. And Joppa already had an established church and already had disciples, one of whom was Tabitha, which translated means Dorcas. Dorcas is the Greek, Tabitha is the Hebrew, and it actually means gazelle, which, again, just gives this idea of this gracefulness as Tabitha did the work that God had called her to do. Unfortunately, she died. And as she was there at home, laid out, we see widows coming and talking to Peter about this one that had died because they were there with her in that room. Makes me wonder if Tabitha herself was not also a widow. But anyway, so Peter sends them all out of the room, gets down on his knees and prays, and then he turns to her and speaks to her. Just imagine what that might be like. Here he is in front of a lifeless body, and he's about to speak to a dead person. But the words that he's speaking are contradictory to the condition of that body. Tabitha, rise up. And it wasn't even, Tabitha, are you there? Hello. It was, Tabitha, rise up. She opens her eyes, sees Peter, and sits up. Wow. He gives her his hand and helps her to be raised up. And then he goes to the other people and presents her alive. Wow. If that isn't a cause for conversion, I don't know what is. So even though she had passed, her resurrection was again something that could be used by God for people to believe truly that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that does kind of intrigue me in a really good way about this passage of Scripture, in addition to the two major miracles. We have, you know, the healing of a paralytic as well as the raising of somebody from the dead. Pretty amazing stuff. But we have Peter on the road desiring to go and connect with all of the churches. Remember, Peter is the first of the apostles. He's the leader. And at the same time, the one who was given the most credibility as traveling as a missionary is Paul, who was named Saul. But at this point, he has not yet entered into his itinerant ministry. And at the same time, Peter is traveling primarily as the pastor of the ones that have already believed. But in ministering to them, he encounters others that he can help others to believe through these miracles, as well as through his presentation of the good news of Jesus. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What a joy it is to go through these pages. One of the things that I really enjoy about these alternative years in Eastertide, where we look at the Acts of the Apostles is it freshens our understanding of the life and the dynamism of the local church at the time of its formation, the great gifts and wonders that were poured out as God began to build up in those who were ministering faith, hope, and commitment to follow after Jesus Christ. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.